Welcome to 11 Cats Radio, an 11-minute single-topic show with questions generated by, who else? Cats. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocate, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Well, today we are going to explore one of the best things about sharing your life with a cat, and that is playtime. We received several requests from cats from around the world, and yes, we talk to many cats via Twitter these days, so check us out and follow us at 11 Cats Radio, all spelled out. Here was one in particular that struck me. It is from Mr. Gadabout, who asks, "How come I've had the same toys for almost a year? My birthday isn't for another few months, and I could really use some new and fun stuff. Do you have any suggestions? Because I really do love to play. After all, that is why I'm called Mr. Gadabout." Well, Mr. Gadabout, you are right. Cats do love to play. And it's interesting to note that different cats have completely different preferences when it comes to their choice of toys. Out of our 11 cats, I've noticed these categories, if you will: chew, chase, cuddle, stalk, fetch. So with 11 cats, I have lots of varied toys in order to appeal to each of my guys and gals. Air toys, ground toys, chew toys, puzzle toys, it's crazy. And as I'm sure you know, Mr. Gadabout, although maybe you don't, that can get quite expensive. Send your human over to the pet store to purchase a wand with feathers, rolling balls that squeak, an assortment of fuzzy creatures that are supposed to look like mice, and they've just racked up quite a nice bill. I know I've done that. So one day, while I was at the dollar store to pick up some greeting cards, I saw a kid's 4-pack of soft and colorful balls for a dollar. And that's when the meow went off in my mind and I thought, cat toys. No way will you find this kind of package of 4 balls at the pet store for a dollar. Maybe 3, or most likely more. So that got me to wonder, what else might I find for my cat buddies that won't break my kitty bank? So I set out very strategically from one end of the store to the other with my shopping basket and an eye not only for cat toys, but more importantly, for ones that didn't have small parts, magnets, or anything else that might cause a health or safety hazard like choking. And that is why I'm going to share my findings with you with this caveat, this warning, and that is, only use these dollar store toys when you are going to play with your cat yourself. Do not leave them on the floor or counters for your cat to find later unless you are triple sure that none of the parts can be ripped out and swallowed. I actually bought a dollar store litter box, and when my cats and I are done playing, I dump all of the toys into the litter box, which is now called the cat toy box, and I stash the entire container in a cupboard out of reach. Now, this does two things for you and your cat. A, it keeps anything potentially unsafe away from the kitties unless you are around during adult supervised play. And B, it makes the toys that much more exciting and enticing to your cat, as now the toys aren't available all of the time. And when they are, your cat associates them with having fun with you. I like that. Alrighty then. Here are some of the items in our 11 Cats Radio Dollar Store Cat Toy Box. Under the flying toys category, my favorite, and Houdini and Tiny's absolute all-time favorite, are the Cyclone Flyers. This is a 5-piece set with a swirly stick and a push-up knob and 3 circular flying discs. Just push them up and watch them fly. They spin and take off on their own. They actually can fly as far as 30 feet. Watch your cat watch the disc as it flies around the room, and when the disc lands, it rolls around every which way, making them unpredictable, which cats love. My next favorite one is the foam dart finger shooters. These come in a 2-pack. Simply fire off these fun foam darts without the need for a dart shooter. Each soft foam dart has an elastic cord with a finger grip that allows you to pull them back and fire them off using nothing but your hands. Plus, these 7-inch foam darts are super soft and safe. I shoot them up the stairs, down the stairs, and across several rooms, as they really do go quite a distance. My guys run like mad, making this an easy way to burn off steam and calories. Next is the funny face silly slingshot. Each plastic slingshot includes a foam character ball with a funny expression, and when you pull back their gummy arms, they fly across the room, and so does your cat as he or she chases the ball. Next, the mini discs or the mini frisbees. You simply hold and throw them as far as you can and watch your cat chase it. My guy Jumper tries to catch them midair, which makes for an important exercise opportunity. Then there are the foam airplane gliders as well as balsa wood gliders. And again, as I mentioned at the top, some of these are not equipped to withstand the wrath of a cat, so please put them away after your adult supervised play. Then there are balls, and you'll find all kinds of balls at the dollar store. Little sports balls, ping pong balls, colorful iridescent balls, foam balls, glow rubber balls, suction cup balls. Not only are balls fun for your cat, but they also act as a stress reliever for you. Sometimes I turn on the music and have a cat play party and throw balls all around the room, toss frisbees and shooters. It's quite therapeutic and rather insane. Then there are the ground toys or the play on the floor toys. Stripe, Gigi, and Mr. Boots love the Jumpity Frogs game, kind of like the old Tiddlywinks game, so I call it the Tiddly Frog game. This comes with 12 plastic frogs and a little plastic pool. The package says, who could make their frog leap the farthest? This simple game for 1 to 4 players can keep kids entertained for hours. Just set the plastic pool down on a flat surface and try to hop the frogs in. Obviously, no one proofread the package for grammar. Well, in our cat adaptation world, I sit on the floor every morning, coffee in hand, and line up the 12 colorful frogs. They have a little tab on them, so with a push of the finger, they hop toward the cats. Now, we also have some upside-down boxes with openings on the kitchen floor that the cats use to hide in, as well as a Jackson Galaxy cat crawl tunnel. And I make the frogs jump into the tunnel or into the boxes and watch as the cats run around trying to find and grab them. The package says this can keep kids entertained for hours. Oh, well, the same for cats. My guys beg me not to stop, but come on, people. I have to work sometimes. Spinning tops. Now, those are always fun. Give the plastic top a whirl and get dizzy with play. You and your cats. Often, my gang just stare at me and the tops, probably wondering what in the world I am doing, although we do get the occasional swat and grab. Then there are colorful plastic slinkies. These are fun as your cat watches them walk down the stairs and then follows them. And it's great exercise for you too, as you also have to walk up and down the stairs in order to play. Now then, there are my water cats, those who just love to play in the sink or the tub. The dollar store has several mesh bags filled with floating tub toys that your cats will love, boats and ducks. Simply fill up a sink or a tub or a bowl, or heck, buy a dollar litter box and fill it up with water and watch your cats swat at the floating toys. And it gets even better if you do this in a sink or a tub where you can actually let the water slowly stream or drip into the water to keep things moving. My guys and gals can sit for long periods of time watching the water and smacking the floating toys. So these are just some of the fun items I wanted to share with you that don't cost a fortune, that allow you to have a huge selection that you can rotate to avoid the dreaded cat toy boredom that poor Mr. Gadabout endures, that can get you to spend more time playing with your cat, as well as a way to bring out your inner child. Something we can all use, I'm sure. But please be sure to use some astute discretion to make sure that those toys that won't hold up to cat play or that are small are put away in a safe place when you are not around. Designate these as your adult supervision toys. Cats are like kids. You always have to be on the lookout for potential hazards. Playing with your cat is so beneficial for both of you, and now you have an inexpensive resource to add more toys to your cat toy box. And if you have some toy or play suggestions that won't break the bank, share with us, please, and we will pass on your ideas on this radio show. Share via Facebook or Twitter at 11 Cats Radio, all spelled out. As a famous person once said, don't ask me who, when I play with my cat, it's difficult to understand who is having more fun. And I'm there with that one. So go ahead, put your cat glasses on and spend some time viewing the world through your cat's eyes. Time spent playing with cats is time well spent. Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Like us on Facebook at 11 Cats Radio. Follow us on Twitter at 11 Cats Radio. And while you're there, post some pictures of you and your cats and share your favorite cat tips. Send us your cat's most pressing questions and we will answer them on the show. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com and give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.